Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Cuska. Bob's one of the top HR experts in our brain trust. He's been with us now for a long time. He's formerly in charge of the HR business at Gillette. He's the author of the new book, The Higher Ground, An Insider's Guide to Finding a Career. And that's available wherever books are sold right now.
Well, right now, Jim, you can get that on thehigherground.net.
Okay, .net. All right, so check that out. And you've got some online content, too, don't you, in that?
I do. If you go to that website, you can also get a free download for one of the things that's there is the Career Matrix, which I just talked about.
Right, yeah. Folks, that Career Matrix is genius. Bob, congratulations on that. If you need a job... Or if you've got a family member, a kid or something needs a job, they need to see that matrix because I promise you it will help them. You know, Bob, I kind of did that several years ago. My daughter was coming up in high school and college. She kept gravitating toward, you know, she wanted to be a veterinarian, then she wanted to be a physical therapist and on and on and on, a pharmacist for a while. And I said, look, I think you're doing the right thing. I think you should focus on the medical field, and I gave her several reasons why. But I said, I think right now you shouldn't. This is when she was like 18, but you shouldn't worry about what it's going to be. If you'll focus on one quadrant of that quadrant of the marketplace, you'll find the place you're supposed to be. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with that, Jim. Follow your passion. Because if you start doing something that you really enjoy, it will turn in. You know, someone once said to me, I'm going to turn my avocation into my vocation. And I thought that was a great phrase.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a person that was into boating, and they went to run a boat company. But whatever it is that you love doing, if you love writing, if you love public speaking, if you love analyzing data, if you can do that day in and day out, you're going to be a happy camper. And we work a long time. You know, today's life cycles, you're gonna work 50, 60, 70 years.
Right.
So shouldn't you be happy doing it?
Absolutely. You know, another thing, Bob, is, when you and I were graduating from college, you could almost get a basket weaving degree and come out and go get a job doing anything, right? I mean, how many millions of college graduates got a job without their employer even knowing what they majored in, right?
Oh, yeah.
You
there used to be these things called...
You can't do that anymore. I mean, you can't graduate with a... I mean, I met a kid the other day, and I said, what are you majoring in? He said, political science.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what are you going to do with that? He said, I don't know.
Yep.
I mean, political science? I mean, if you're not planning on being if that was just what he wanted to do, he didn't have any aspirations of, you know, beyond that. I mean, you've got to get your education in the direction of what the marketplace wants.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of people are starting to rethink the whole college process. If I'm going to spend $200,000 on a four-year education, what is it that I hope to get out of that? And you know what? Everybody's accountable. The student, the parents, the college people, everybody's got to be accountable. But that student needs to be thinking earlier about what they want to do and how they apply themselves.
And whether they even should go to college, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, have we overeducated in, when I say overeducated, I mean, let me rephrase that. Have we miseducated a couple of generations of people in the United States, Bob, you think?
We have a college bias. That is, if you don't go to college, you're thought of as less than a successful person.
Right.
Whereas, Jim, that I worked in Europe for 4 years
mm-hmm.
and lived there, and the European model was different. They might direct you towards an apprenticeship, and you might go work in the tourism business and not need a college degree to do that. But we need to, if you're going to go to college, and I don't recommend not going to college unless you really know a direction you're heading in, but if you're going to go to college, you need to think about that choice and how you apply that.
Right, exactly.
The other thing is, coming out the other side, Jim, people wait too long before they start thinking about this whole process of finding a career, because it's a process. It's hard work.
Do you think, one thing we know about the Gen Ys is they're taking their first job several years later than you and I did. Is that a negative thing for them, you think?
Well, it can be. On one hand,
If you're 25, 26 before you've had your first professional job, that's pretty late, isn't it?
Yeah, but Jim, I was a late bloomer. I decided to go into HR at 26.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was a couple years behind my peers.
No, but you'd already been working, though. You'd already had other jobs, though, right?
I had a job. I didn't have a career, and that was the difference.
Yeah, yeah. Bob, quickly, give us the website again. How do we find the book?
You find the book on thehireground.net, and that's H-I-R-E.
All right, thehireground.net, and they've got all the online stuff, the exclusive online stuff's there too, right?
That's right, the
Matrix.
There's some free downloads that can really help you in your job search.
Folks, please take advantage of what Bob's offering and buy his book. I promise you, buy two and give it away to people that you know. If you've got a job, buy one and give it to somebody, especially a young person. Hey, Bob, congratulations again on your new book. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Bob Cuska. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.